just about out of time here on Venus, KUT 90.3 FM. You just heard Indian Jewelry with Lesser Snake off of the album Invasive Exotics, something along those lines. So Movement Museum is coming up next, and we'll be back with you next week.
We favor the simple expression of the complex thought. We are for the large shape because it has the impact of the unequivocal. We are for flat forms because they destroy illusion and reveal truth. Artists were attempting to make art more than just something to look at. They wanted it to be something to be involved in, something too big to ignore. It is our function as artists to make the spectator see the world our way, not his way.
How you doing, folks? This is Zeke talking about Dance on the Air as part of the program Movement Museum. I'm here in studio at CKUT 90.3 FM on your dial with Finn, with John, and Selena moving on the wheels of steel. We have a busy and hectic show for you, but I think we might even be organized about it. I'm just completely blown away and totally amazed. Finn, you have your...
I have a segment 3 from the Montreal Dancing Diaries that's giving a look at the an Irish ceilidh that I went to last week, which should put everybody in spirit for the still upcoming St. Patrick's Day parade.
Yeah, isn't this sort of like St. Patrick's Day week or something like that?
Seems like it, with, you know, the drinking actually on Tuesday and the marching down the street on Sunday.
And drinking.
And drinking, yes.
And then I've heard that they're sort of like going to be drinking on Friday as well for some people.
Really? Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. This is going to be... a lot of spirit.
Yes.
And then we got to get Selena in there, because the whole reason that we were doing the Tom Tom Club thing is because she's discovered some whole breakdancing stuff out there that I'm all sort of like giddy to hear about and getting all excited.
Well, you know, I thought I'd bring it back to the old school. It was actually quite random how I discovered it. And I said, yeah, I'm going to talk about breakdancing for 30 seconds today, because there's this really cool crew in Montreal. They are called the Paris City Stylers Crew. And they are putting on a bunch of free shows in and around Montreal. The whole kicker with them is you have to find them in one of the downtown metros. So between Lionel Grew and I do believe it is Baudry on the Green Line and Barrie on the Orange Line or Mount Royal, to check them out. And then you find out when their shows are. But you do have to check them out, because they are live and direct from France. Paris City Stylers Crew. They're getting down with the cats from Flow Rock, who have come in from many years of retirement. So Dazzle and the boys on Fumfro Block will be part of that. And then I know there's a bunch of other younger crews getting together, but I do know that in terms of St. Patrick's Day, they will be along the parade route on Sunday. So folks, you guys need to check that out.
Okay. Nice. Do they have anything on Facebook?
Paris City Stylers Crew on Facebook. Okay. You can also go to Paris City Stylers, so PCS.fr, which is France. And you can also link them up with some transplants from France, who are some graffiti artist friends of mine.
Okay.
123 Clan.
Mm-hmm.
Go to 123clan.fr. You can
find
information on them too.
How'd you find out about them?
I'm an avid metro taker.
Okay.
So that is my mode of transportation. Mm-hmm. And I was rolling through, and as someone who has lived in France for quite a bit of time, you know, I saw the Gare Victor Still, and I was like, mm-hmm. okay, these guys aren't from Montreal. And they were rocking some moves, and I, you know, rolled up to them, and I saw their, you know, old school Adidas, you know, tracksuits, mm-hmm. and I was like, whoa, hello, what's this? And they were rocking, you know, Tom Tom Club. This is why we are playing that right now for
okay.
the folks. And yeah, so I was actually at Lionel Grew Metro when I saw them last mm-hmm. week. And this is how I found out all about that.
Cool. I got to start taking the metro more often.
That's where everything is. Mm-hmm.
And then we also have, I did an interview with Tammy Forsyth, who's got a performance tonight as part of the Edgy Woman Festival. And yeah, that'll be happening later in the show. In the meantime, I think we got to do we have any ads to do, or should I just do another station ID and a time check?
Time checks are always good. Weather okay. checks are good. Mm-hmm. And station IDs are even better.
Okay, ooh-hoo. So then time check. It is 2:07 according to the two clocks I can see in front of me. I'm very happy they're both on time. You are listening to CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. I think it's also 91.7 on your cable dial or something along those lines. And the weather is there. It's really, really nice out there, but it's out there. It's not in here. And at which point, yeah, the weather in here is sort of cave-like.
I would say that people should be dancing outside. As they're dancing on the airwaves mm-hmm. with us, they should
be dancing down the street, for
they
sure.
Should.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. They really should.
Mm-hmm. Sunshine, totally worth it.
With some beer, if mm-hmm. you can manage that. But we have the ad to go to.
Okay.
Some promo itch, and then come back and hear with the beautiful people in the studio that I get to look at.
Okay.
Have a store for you guys.
Going to school? Keep it in your jeans. Seriously. I bought my own space at Club Sommet, so my money's going into my pocket, not my landlord's. I can walk to school, clubs, shopping, the metro. I've got two pools, gym, rooftop deck, even my own concierge, Charles. And, okay, my parents helped a bit.
Own downtown at Club Sommet from 156.9. Visit clubsommet.ca/campus or see our models at 3475 Rue de la Montagne.
Okay, we are back now, and I think we are about to get ready for the Montreal Dancing Diaries that I'm trying to convince certain peoples, the powers that be, that they should change the name to Finn's Montreal Dancing Diaries, which was the latest suggestion.
Uh-huh.
And yes, actually, we have something new now. If you have a idea on whether it should be the Montreal Dancing Diaries or Finn's Dancing Diaries.
This is a listener poll?
Yes, movement@ckut.ca. Send us lots of email. We love that. If you have have any comments about the show, you want to yell at us, you want to scream at us, or you just want to, I don't know, stroke the back of our necks and listen to us purr, send us an email, movement@ckut.ca. But, Finn, you had your Kaylee experience.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I've been going to these Kaylees for a little while. This is my third time around, and you'll hear my impression of it in the Dancing Diary segment, but it is a whole lot of fun and a really intensive exercise experience, I have to say. Everybody works up a sweat at this, so it's totally worth it for that, but also just because it's so much fun. So.
Okay, cool. At which point, how about we play it and then come back afterwards? Mm-hmm.
Stepping off for CKUT 90.3 FM, amateur dancer Finn Upham brings you the Montreal Dancing Diaries. Step 3, the Kaylee. This Saturday I made my way to the NDG Royal Canadian Legion for good old Irish Kaylee. Even a few minutes before 8, there are plenty of people already gathered, chatting away while the band warms up. In essence, a Kaylee is a dance party, with an emphasis on the dance and the party. People are here to have fun, which is clear from all the laughter and friendly conversation. The band plays from the stage overlooking the dance floor. Around the room and along the bar, there's space to sit and watch the festivities while refreshing for the next round. This Kaylee is put on by Shimsa, which Bill White, the caller, explains.
So, first, how do you pronounce the name of this organization?
Shimsa.
Shimsa.
Shimsa means a party, a good time, music, dance, basically same as Kaylee. Shimsa here in Montreal organizes classes of music, singing, dancing, drama. We have classes on Thursday evenings in NDG, open to anyone, beginners to experienced players. Please check out the website, shimsa.org, shimsa.org, and come to a Kaylee, it's fun.
The dancing starts with a demonstration set by a smaller group while people hang up their coats and pay their $10. It's a sequence I've never seen before, involving what looks like a spinning group hug. With this taste of what is to come, Bill gives us an intro lesson on the steps involved.
So, basic steps. Advance to higher. And sidestep, and we're going to practice a jig step in our swings. So let's see, first step. Irish music, pretty much 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. You shift in your weight back and forth from one foot to the other. And everybody back and forth. So, as soon as I finish talking, you're going to make yourselves in line. So you can run, but you can't hide. Irish music.
Like any group dancing with called sequences, the directions are mostly to place people in space with respect to their partner, and a lot of details of how we move is left to our discretion and awareness. Of course, Irish dance does have its own style, which Bill explains with a sidestep.
We sidestep, it's called sidestep because we go to the side, either to the right or to the left. Some of you know the real fancy Irish way, which I'll show you, and then we'll show you the easy way until you get the fancy way. If you're going to the right, you're going to hop on your left foot, your right foot comes up. So you go hop, step forward, back.
So how does this difference look and feel? Let's consider other kinds of Irish dancing. Irish dancing often evokes visions of river dances, rows of perfectly choreographed dancers bouncing shoulder to shoulder with their feet flashing in the air, or the hard shoe tapping of solo Irish step dancing pushed to the extreme by Michael Flatley. While a touch of that style is in the basics of Kaylee dancing, adding the Irish to similar country and square dancing steps, the stiff control and virtuosity is not what's called for here tonight. The trained performance dancers can be picked out of the crowd by the way they hop in place, with the free foot crossing the weight-bearing shin, their irrepressibly pointed toes when their feet are in the air, and, as Bill mentioned, by holding their partner's hands at shoulder level. You can hear the clicking of the hard shoe stepping that John, a performing Irish dancer in the crowd, demonstrated while the rest of us took a breather about halfway through the night. While showing us these quick steps and while moving through the Kaylee dances, John gives the impression of easy calm in his upper body, contrasting with the jostling hop of most of the newbie dancers that are out tonight. Once we learn the basics, Bill calls us to find partners and explains the sequence of the next dance.
Advance and retire, advance, just like we've always done. The second time you advance, you make a circle by taking the outside hands, and everybody makes a circle in your group. And you're going to do sidestep around to the right. Ready, go.
Once we learn the basics, Bill calls us to find partners and explains the sequence of the next dance. Mixing demonstration with partners picked from the crowd and referring to steps we have already learned, he walks us through the dance a couple of times before asking the band to begin to play. Drawing on quite reasonable experience, Bill explains his process.
I used to be a school teacher, so
giving out instructions is natural.
It's like teaching a gym class.
Yeah.
It's exactly the same thing. You have something that you want the people to learn, so you break it down, you make it simple, you find out the most difficult part and make sure they get that, and then you just let them go and hope it all works out.
Another part of his job is to help bring together dancing partners before each new dance. He jokes about matchmaking, but it is nice to have some help meeting more dancers and filling sets when so many in the crowd are strangers. Through the evening, we dance in pairs, in trios, in sets of four couples and lines of five. By the end, we did get to try the spinning group hug, where two couples merge and clasp hands behind each other's backs for some wheeling around. It's hard to tell if we've gotten more competent as the dance has gone on, because the steps get more complicated. But the fun of twirling about and laughing at ourselves doesn't seem to have gotten old for the people still on the floor. And who all is on the dance floor?
We didn't have a lot of people coming to the Kayleys, and it was mostly people that had been coming for a long time. Then, somehow or another, some young people discovered it, and they found out how much fun it was, and they started coming. So right now, as you can see tonight, we have a very good crowd. We're probably close to 100 people here tonight. The young people realize how much fun it is, how much good exercise it is, and they start coming out. It depends where you go. If you're in Toronto, for example, there are some very good dancers there, and they're very, they want everybody to do it right, and if they're not doing it right, they're not happy.
Okay.
Here, our attitude is, we're having fun, we're doing the dances, there's no such thing or right or wrong. You do it the best you can, and you have fun, and that's really the main thing. And to listen to the music, and honestly, this music, you can't not, you can't sit still. It makes you dance.
Yeah.
So, it's fun. You have some Irish people, but here tonight, probably of this crowd, maybe a quarter of them are Irish, maybe half. But it's not just for Irish people.
The spirit of fun definitely wins out over perfection or performance pressure. Some reactions from newcomers show how well it works. And even the musicians are here for the dance floor.
Enjoy playing Kayleys?
Oh yeah.
Oh no, it's great. It's
Are the dancers distracting while you play?
Oh, no, there's the whole reason we're here.
It's great to play for the questions. We love like the dancing. That's what the music's for, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, we play in sessions and stuff. We play, you know, tunes for listening or for our enjoyment, but dancing is the, you know, that's the raison d'etre, isn't it? Yeah. It is dance music.
Yes.
This is definitely one of the most successful welcoming social dance opportunities I've ever come across. Fun for all levels and social scenarios.
I like the camaraderie of it, I like the community of it, and I like the fact that we have kids that are 8 years old and we have people who are 80 years old.
Yeah.
And it's one of the things that brings all of the generations together, and the older people share what they know with the younger people. It's a wonderful opportunity for men and women to be close to each other, to speak to each other, to touch each other in a safe environment. I met my wife at a dance. I highly recommend it for single people, for married people. It's just a wonderful ambiance. There's nobody here tonight that's pissed off or angry about anything. For this, while they're here, they're just having a hell of a good time and leaving their troubles at home.
The dance ends with a haunting Irish waltz, and couples cool down by drifting over the floor after a satisfying evening. If you're curious, the next one is on April 4th, so check out siamsa.org for details, and come out for a great old time. I hope to see you there. This is Finn, bowing out.
Thank you very much. That was very, very nice.
Oh, thank you. Always a lot of fun.
So is it, I'm just imagining this, does it look something like line dancing? Is there a lot of body contact or?
There's a fair bit of contact. I mean, you're usually dancing with one or two other partners. And so there's a lot of hand holding and you swing around. And so you're usually in like a waltz hold while you're doing that. There's a lot of spinning around. Oh, man. It's in some ways, it's more like square dancing, I would say, than line dancing because of that amount, that the partnered aspect of most of what you're doing.
And groups of three, so.
Sometimes groups of three. Yeah, there's at least two dances that we did that were two women with one guy. And one of them's called One Gent and Two Ladies. The other one's called The Fairy Reel. And the guy ends up getting really dizzy by the end of it because he's having to do everything with both partners while
spinning twice as much.
Basically, yeah, it's a little bit crazy. But
wow. So in general, are there more women there than men?
Yeah, usually. I mean, it is a dance kind of thing. And so most of the time there is going to be more women that are interested in dancing than men, at least within our culture.
Right.
So it's, it is mostly women. And that works out. But, I mean, we also, the partnering, it's pretty open. Like, you don't always have to be partnered, you know, heterosexually. It's kind of all over the place, so.
When he was talking about the sort of the kids coming in and stuff like that, have you ever been to the Wheel Club on Mondays?
I have, yes.
How does the sort of, is the vibe as skewed as it is there?
In terms of the like two-hump distribution?
Yes,
you know,
exactly.
Of the like the early 20s crowd and then the significantly more experienced crowd?
Yes.
There's in between as well, because this is kind of a family thing too. So there are people kind of all across, but there certainly is a lump of young people that started going. I heard about it initially through the Highland Dancing Society at McGill.
Through the what dancing?
Highland dancing.
Oh, okay.
It's Scottish.
Yes. Okay.
And so they've been enthusiastic about it. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I always end up meeting up people, and every time I go, I end up meeting more people that I know from, you know, school stuff or whatever, because the word has gotten out that this is a really fun thing to do.
Mm-hmm. And how often do they take place? Because he said the next one's happening on the 4th, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is, if my memory... No, I'm not going to be able to visualize the calendar that far in advance.
It happens about once a month, but a little bit less than that.
Okay.
So there's probably 6 of them that happen through a year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's also great that they happen at the Legion, which is something that makes a lot more sense in small towns. But, I mean, there are Legions also in big cities,
yeah,
so
no,
might as well take advantage of them.
I've been endlessly fascinated. I've been looking, as I think I've mentioned last week, I want to get myself into a Legion at some point.
Don't you have to... What do you mean, get into a Legion?
Just open the door and walk in.
Oh, walk in. Yes. Yeah. Okay.
Have a drink or something like that. Talk with somebody. I've heard that because my dad was in the American Army, that I might be able to, as sort of like the filial son or whatever it's called, be allowed in.
Into things. I've gotten honorary memberships, actually, to Legions that I've been to.
Okay.
But that's usually been small town things where it's, you know, everybody is actually welcome. So.
Okay. And then what are your ideas for the Finn's Dancing Diaries versions, episode 4?
I haven't decided yet. There's a few different options that I'm going to try out and record and see how they turn out.
Okay.
So I am hoping to do the improv contact dancing stuff.
Yeah, and Prudence is having their next performance on the 5th of April.
Oh, well, that could be timing pretty well. And so that is an option, but I really do need to check out Sweatshop breakdancing.
Okay.
So that's also on the list to do. So we'll see when those things happen.
Okay. cool. If anybody out there listening has any suggestions, ideas, or things that might intrigue Finn for her Dancing Diaries, again, once again, to repeat that and sound really slick and professional, movement@ckut.ca. Yeah, John, did you have any other questions with regard to the Dancing Diaries? Because I got to twist some knobs and buttons if I'm going to save us from talking for the rest of the hour.
Mm-hmm. I guess I could ask. I had a couple more. Mm-hmm. I thought that the tap dancing segment on there was pretty neat. You don't know anything about the relationship of...
I'm not sure about the relationship between the two, but hard shoeing has been part of the Irish dancing tradition for quite a while. I'm aware of it in Highland dancing because we pretend to do Irish dances. We kind of, it's the Scots making fun of the Irish, which is, whatever. But we wear hard shoes to do that kind of dancing because it is something that has been part of the tradition. But the hard shoes, I don't think that they have an a separate. In tap shoes, right. You've got like a separate click thing, and I don't know if that's the case for hard shoe. It might just be that it's a hard surface that makes a sound when the heels hit and when you hit the ground.
I see. But so, is some of the same steps, the same techniques, do you think, between tap dancing?
Well, there are some similarities. I mean, when you have people that are doing really fast clicking noises with their feet, there's only so many options you have
A lower heel and a higher toe sound.
It's... In terms of motions, it still looks very much like the soft stepping that you see in Irish dancing or the soft shoe dancing, where it is very much a lot of very high kicks and then really fast, close movement between the legs on the ground. So it doesn't really look like tap dancing in the sense that there's just this whole style, this rigidity that's of the Irish tradition that is, not at all the point for tap dancing. You have a lot more sort of fluidity and even comedy in those, whereas Irish dancing looks like it's pretty serious. Not that, it isn't fun, but it looks pretty serious. So it gives a very different impression in terms of performance.
Ah, sounds great. I was thinking it must be difficult as the night goes on. You said it gets more complicated.
What's great about it is that it gets to the point where as long as you're kind of in the right place for the next part of the dance, it doesn't matter if you're completely confused and don't know how you just got there. And a lot of the time people are just sort of scrambling around to keep up with the overall process and the details, whatever. It works out in the end. And we all laugh at all of our mistakes. So, yeah.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Cool. And then, Selena, I think we have to go to an ad, pay some bills or something like that.
Yeah, we can always mm-hmm. pay bills. We can always pay more bills, and then we'll be back after this.
In the mood for traditional Jamaican cooking, then come to Jamaica Hotspot Restaurant at the new location, move from St. Henry to Uptown at 6855 Victoria, corner of Vizina. Open 7 days a week. Or stay in and order by calling 737-1441. Jamaica Hotspot menu includes oxtail, goat, stew beef, curry chicken, barbecue chicken, and jerk chicken. Ask them about their 2-for-1 soup specials. They also have pizzas with a Caribbean twist, and don't miss out on their homemade juice. Irish Moss, sorrel, peanut punch, June plum, and of course, homemade ginger beer. Jamaica Hotspot Restaurant delivers anywhere in Montreal. Minimum order, $10. Call 737-1441 or drop by at 6855 Victoria.
Hello.
What do you want?
I feel I might lay an egg any moment.
I beg your pardon.
What's a beautiful woman like you doing in a bar like this?
Now don't sugarcoat it. Just what is it you're trying to say?
You're falling in love with me. You're falling in love with me.
No time for this nonsense.
Why do men always assume that a woman alone at a bar is just waiting to be picked up? Picked up, picked up, picked up.
How would you like to spank somebody?
I beg your pardon?
I do love, love, love you.
Welcome back, everybody. It is, according to this clock, 2:34, according to that clock, 2:35, and you're listening to CKUT 90.3 on your FM dial. Mm-hmm. Here in Montreal, the weather is there, and it is really,
sunny.
Really nice. It's nice out there.
It's around 4 degrees.
I still need gloves. I don't think I have carpal tunnel syndrome, but I think I do have Raynaud's syndrome. A carpal tunnel syndrome being the name of the album from Kid Koala that you heard. It was called Bar Hopper 1, and then Pop Levi picked me up something or other from the return of something or other and something or other. There's not enough space on the page for these long, long titles.
Well, I mean, I'll just do my job for a minute. Pop Levi sings the return to form Black Magic Party, and he's Canadian out of Montreal, so y'all could check that out. That album actually came out year before last, and it was published by Just Isn't Music. So the boys and girls at Ninja Tune, right down in St. Henry, mm-hmm. can hook mm-hmm. you all up with that. And just had to play some Kid Koala because he had this whole, we were just talking really quickly about his Music to Draw 2 sessions he had going on. So we brought back some Carpal Tunnel Syndrome, and that was Bar Hopper. And again, another great Canadian release. And he's from Montreal, folks. Support a man, you know what I mean? Pick it up, download it, LimeWire, do what mm-hmm. you got to do, or just go to ckut.ca when our website's back online. You could download the whole show and listen to it there.
Yes.
Everyone else talking.
And there, it was what, I think it was last weekend or so, I ended up trucking over to Tammy Forsyth's studio, and she's going to be performing tonight as part of the Edgy Woman Festival. And if I can read here from the pamphlet, which is going to be sort of difficult because it's orange on, what would it be, beige. A new work by edgy veterans Tammy Forsyth, Marianne Lacey, and Natalie Baroud, accompanied by Viva DeLorme's quick-paced animation and live-action video with a fresh take on gender politics. An action-packed video by Leslie Farley and a compelling monologue by Argentinian New Yorker Susanna Cook. It's called Siva, and it's happening at Tangente, which is 840 Cherrier, and the show starts at 7:30 tonight. Yeah, no, I was talking with her, and she apparently had just come back from her trip to Venezuela and was all excited about it and was telling me that she went here and she went there and she went there, and she actually got to sit in the same room with Chavez, and she was Hugo Chavez, I think is his name, and at which point she was extremely excited about that, although I don't know. I don't think I'd be all that excited about sitting in the same room as Stephen Harper. And while I do recognize there are, well, actually, the Obama mania seems to have toned itself down slightly, but I was impressed to see that he filled out a bracket yesterday. It is the sort of thing where, yeah, I can see certain people getting all excited about being in the same room as Obama. But nonetheless, is computer 2 up, Selena, so that we can then hear this interview I did with her on Sunday, which then, thankfully, due to some powers that are stronger than myself, kept it focused on the actual performance.
I went to visit some artist friends of mine. Okay. This is an independent project.
Okay. I have no idea what to expect.
I went on my own by myself to hang out and also see what happened during the constitutional vote, because I was curious about what Chavez was doing. Mm-hmm. But my friends were there, and they're doing some art stuff in Caracas, but it was difficult to stay with them immediately for a few weeks in Caracas, because housing was really, they didn't have a permanent place to stay, so it sort of forced us to create an alternative sort of travel plan. Mm-hmm. So we just went with the flow, and things just opened up, and there you go.
Okay.
And I worked on a construction, I did some construction work for 3 weeks before to pay for the trip. Mm-hmm. And I worked like normal. I shot a lot of video, and I was interested just in sort of documenting some stuff. And so that the piece I'm doing is based on some of the sounds and some of the amazing poetry that is Venezuela. The sound, the dance, the culture, the people, then the amazing kind of revolution, if you want to call it a revolution. There's an amazing thing happening in Latin America now. So just to be there is this sort of, I felt like it was definitely a moment in history where I was like, wow, this is really crazy. Plus, I spent the last day in Caracas in the same room with Chavez by accident, International Women's Day. And he addressed like 4,000 women from the barrios. And there was me and Anissa, the two gringos, in the theater, which is the size of Place des Arts. So I shot a ton of footage there, and got tons of photos of Chavez and lots of audio of him talking and introducing them. That day they instituted a ministry of women. They inaugurated the first toll-free number for women who are being abused, a call number for help. They established a women's shelter. They've got these things called cumanas, which are these sort of missions of women in the barrio, and they do community work in the barrios. And so there's all kinds of stuff going on. I didn't go there in terms of, I wasn't invited to do any specific dance. I'm going to show some video and play some sound, and I'm going to do some dance sort of sprints in and out of them. So it's maybe that was the particular parade we were at, there were two or three bands like that, and there could be, you know, the next day's parade there could be seven or eight, I don't know, but this was the parade that I attended, and this is a more bigger city, if you could say, sort of organized band in this parade. But the drummers, the first piece I played, the drummers, Colonel, said, this is a very small town, Santa Fe. So these are just the guys from the shanty towns of the bears that live there. They organize, and, you know, and I have video that I'm trying to choose the right segments to show in the piece, you know, and I want to, so far I'm really focusing on the really, the uplifting sort of, you know, the, I don't know, just the musics and sounds of the people that I met and stuff. It's like, I have a lot of footage of the rallies and of lots of speeches, and I'm going to throw in a speech or two from Chavez from the day that I was hanging out.
Okay.
So, I don't know. I don't know. I suppose maybe it's going to be like, in the beginning I wanted to sort of structure it like sort of a theater piece somehow, that I was sort of approaching things somehow like a journalist.
Okay.
But that changed. It's to tell you the truth, it's dictating itself to me as I go through the footage and as I pick up the sound pieces. And I realized, I think what I'll do is I will structure the piece according to the towns that I visited.
Okay.
So it's like I said to you, it's a math problem, but it's just like I just start working and it's coming out.
Okay.
And I only have 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. It's a group show, so it's going to be it's edgy women, so it's an experimental. It's a perfect thing to have an opportunity to channel, like the edgy women. Like I talked to Miriam, I knew I wanted to do some more work live. I wanted to do some more, some more in town, and I haven't been doing much performing in town. So I told her before I went, yeah, so I want to hook, I want to do something for edgy, you know. Well, what do you want to do? I said, well, I don't know yet, you know. I gave her the ideas of what I was doing in the studio at the time before I left. But then, hey, when I got going out there and I was writing her a bit back and stuff, she's like, Tammy, you're basically kind of in residency there. And so I was like, well, I got this show, and when I was there, well, it became clear that, I knew I had to figure out something for a show, so it was...
Okay.
Uh-huh. And this is a great it's almost like a documentary weird approach too, I guess, because I'm showing like a lot of the footage. I only have a short time, and I have to properly, you know, segue the movement and or text with the sound and the video images that I've got. So I have to edit, and that's why it's. You know, there's so much great stuff to pull from, but it's impossible for in 20 minutes. So I think I'll stick to the towns and pull a clip from each town.
Okay.
And segue that in between. So give you an idea of I'm doing?
Yes.
It's an experimental piece, and in the spirit of Edgy Minutes, I think it's a perfect context for this work. So we'll see what comes out.
Okay.
I got a co-production for a few years ago with Francine at the La Gare de la Danse, and it's a co-pro to do a group work, it's called La Fumée Blanche de l'Enfer.
Okay.
And I've got this year to prepare for that, and the show will be in May 2010, and then from there it will go to the Canada Dance Festival in June 2010. It isn't a long time away. This co-pro started in 2008, so it's not a long. I've lost all sense of time. That's the great thing about traveling and having the scary parts of it too. Is I don't even that like I'm kind of like nodding with you, but I'm not I don't even think about time like that right now. It's great. Mm-hmm. It's great.
Okay.
I come back and I can actually block some stuff out.
Mm-hmm.
Which is just great. But I'll be right back here. Okay. I'm gonna be dead air. So I'm psyched, yeah. I fucking like. And this is like all my, you know, I'm gonna be improvising, I'm gonna be dancing and improvising, so. I'm excited. It's going to be fun, and it's going to be my last time dancing in Tangier. Because they're leaving, right? Yeah, their contract was for 20 years up, so they have to find a new space. And that's another thing that I'm doing, is I'm inaugurating a new space. The space ghost belongs to UCAM, so okay. It's going to be for the students, I believe.
Okay.
But, and I grew up, a lot of my early pieces, I grew up in the Tangier Theater, in that space, making stuff, so this will be my own little personal kind of... So, yeah, it's going to be like... Say goodbye to the space. I'm gonna be in this space for, there's gonna be a few reasons, you know. So I don't feel like I really have anything to lose. It's like it's the spirit of the trip that I want to sort of maintain in the work.
Pajarillo verde por tu mala compañera. Ay, 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 y todo el mundo lo supo. Pajarillo verde por tu mala compañera.
Yeah, I always feel bad talking over Soledad Bravo. She's got such a phenomenal voice.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what I'm doing. Some things are bigger than me. There's just forces and powers that cannot be controlled. Yes, that was my interview with Tammy Forsyth, who John is actually probably, maybe, perhaps going to be going to the show tonight.
Yeah, for sure. I would go check out the Edgy Woman Festival.
Yeah, we were discussing during the interview, because I think everybody has actually heard it a number of times beforehand, as to actually what sort of performance Tammy is likely to be doing, and everybody has their own ideas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the exciting part. You don't know what you're... exactly what it's going to be like, but I'm sure it's going to be something, food for thought.
I like the way you put that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, there next week, I am looking forward to having an interview with Victor Quijada, which I think I'm slowly learning how to wrap my lips around his last name. Because, yes, it is not one that comes easily, but I'm all giddy like a 14-year-old girl about this interview. It's something that I think I haven't been this excited since last week or so. But yes, that will be the interview I'm bringing next week. However, speaking of next week, we have something called the Awesome Calendar, which we have learned from experience is actually not going to be as comprehensive as it could be, because we invariably run out of time. And here, this time, we have, 10 minutes or thereabouts? It's 2:48, and you are listening to CKUT 90.3 on your FM dial. 91.7 on your cable dial, and the weather is there today. It's a wonderful there. But yes, if John is going to see the Edgy Women tonight, it's... Finn, do you have any plans? Does anything jump out on the calendar from you?
I haven't actually had the chance to look at it that closely yet, so we'll see. As we go, I might shout out as a, hey, that'll be interesting.
Okay, there. Speaking of, then, Rubber Band Dance Wild, so that you can take a scan at the calendar, the Awesome Calendar. Rubber Band Dance, which, did I say I'm excited? Mm-hmm. Did I say that my insides are all, like, going around like jelly and stuff like that? They're performing from March 25th to April 11th at the Cinquième Salle de... La Place des Arts is how they actually say it. Cinquième Salle at PDA. If you don't know where PDA is, you shouldn't be listening to this show. They're doing a thing called Punto Ciego, which I just discovered today means blind spot. Mm-hmm. And then in looking at the promotional the PR press release, it actually looks like it's going to be rather out there. I've heard that Victor and Anne come and talk to the audience, and knowing that Cinquième Salle is... about the size of the studio here.
Wow.
It's they might actually end up either dragging somebody up on stage, but then that might turn it into a comedy performance.
Mm-hmm.
Or they might end up sitting in your lap, which I think would be more like a dance performance, but let's just not go there.
Suffice to say that it should be interesting.
Did I tell you I'm excited?
Yeah. For sure.
Who's next?
Oh, next we've got, is that Cible?
Mm-hmm.
Danse Ka Paka, Corinne Ledoyen, may or may not be pronounced correctly, and that's running from the 18th through the 21st at, it looks like it's going to be at 8:40 Cherrier, put on by Agora de la Danse, and it's going to be at 8 p.m. Yeah, does anybody know what that'll be like?
Hmm.
They're doing some quick translating. Cible is a reflection and an isolation on the method and the being that unify us and separate us. The way it's stuck up on stage creates an ambience that is slippery and uncomfortable to your being, but also at the same time flamboyant choreography that is demure. I think I need to work on my translating skills.
Un rythme époustouflant se dégage des gestes complexes et vifs qui se succèdent sans relâche jusqu'au dernier souffle. Se dessinant un acte manqué, les spectacles nous rappellent la fragilité qui habite l'être humain dans les moments charnières de sa vie. The next performance that we're going to be mentioning is Rapaillé by Zogma, the collectif de folk urbaine, and it's going to be happening in Rivière-des-Prairies, Pointe-aux-Trembles, on the 19th, so that is actually tonight. And it's in the Salle Désillée at 8 o'clock tonight, Cégep Marie-Victorin, and that would be 7000 Marie-Victorin. So, s'inspirant librement des textes de cadence du poète Gaston Miron, Zogma présente Paraï, sa nouvelle œuvre chorégraphique. Le vocabulaire percussif de la gigue est métier avec une fluidité tout contemporaine. Ainsi naît une œuvre à toutefois rythmée, puissante et empruntée de poésie urbaine, nous entraînant des méandres de la condition humaine au fil des saisons de la vie et de l'amour.
Yeah, and there, just to mention, if there is no price mentioned, actually, for the most part, if there's no price mentioned, since I'm the one who compiled the calendar, mm-hmm. it means it's free. And so, Hapai by Zogma and Cible par... Dance K-Parquet is going to have a... How about I just keep my mouth shut? Did I mention I'm excited about rubber band dance?
I have a listing, and I never have listings for anything, but I have all this paper. Mm. Might not always be dance, but I'm telling you, you want to dance when you go there. So I don't know if anybody knows, but it's the 18th edition of the Maghreb Festival in Montreal. Happens from the 19th to the 21st of March. I just wanted to mention, though, that tonight is the soir... I'm not going to say it in French. I'll just go English, and then my co-consort Finn can do all that beautiful Frenchiness that she just did. It is the Slam Alicorum tonight at Club Balatou. And for those of you that have ever gone to Balatou, you know that there's very few chairs and tables, but a lot of dance room space. Mm-hmm. Tonight is Queen Ka from Tunisia and Mohamed from Algeria. I'm just going to let you know right now, I've seen Mohamed before. Just don't wear like clothes that will make you sweat a lot, because you will just want to start taking things off and just getting spontaneous with the movement. So people, you need to check that out if you're dancing along with us here on the airwaves. And then on Friday, Le Maghreb and all their states at Kola Note, it starts at 9 o'clock. You have Bambara Trans and invites, which include individuals from Morocco, from Algeria, from Tunisia. It's all live music. You're going to want to hit the dance floor from the moment you get in. Just grab a drink, go to the dance floor. That's all you need to do. The last thing I have to say is that Saturday the 21st will be Rhythms au rythme de Rai. I don't even know if I'm saying that properly either, but again, at Kola Note, folks. So everything is happening at Balatou or Kola Note, you know, the dance places to be at. Sinecorp from Algeria is going to be doing a lot of the folkloric dances, especially the folkloric dances from Algeria, and maybe next week I'll be talking a bit about that. Maybe I'll get down into some Algerian folk dance.
That would be very cool.
Hopefully I won't break anything. And my CKUT plug, because we are Dancing on the Airwaves Folks Culture Club for the Sake of Ears Everywhere, happens Tuesdays here at CKUT. If you are a member, you are invited to come and check it out, because it is the lick, as we say in hip-hop vernacular. And it happens at 6 p.m. I think every Tuesday. The next one's the first Tuesday in April, if I'm not forgetting. And there's a lot of dance stuff that gets talked about at Culture Club.
Definitely.
And that's all the technician has to say about things.
You are so much more than a technician. You are the glue that holds us together.
I hold something together.
And then speaking of holding together, one way that the station can get held together is with ads. And I do think that there's one more that they have requested that we play to pay bills.
We do have a few.
Okay.
If you have one more announcement, I just have to pull it up.
How about, John, you got anything there that you can pull off there?
Oh, we got the next one down. Clash is putting on Le Feast d'Adrien Danse, and that's on the 24th at the Maison de la Culture Mercier, and that's in 8105 Rue Hochelaga. And that's going to be at 1 p.m. It looks like there's a few more performances.
Yeah, they're also doing it on the 27th, it looks like.
Mm-hmm. In Chateauguay.
Mm-hmm. The 3rd in St. Eustache. Oh, okay. So you guys didn't want to do one of the... Okay.
I'm just trying to catch up to you.
All over the place. Oh.
And yeah, that is the greatest hits of Le Fille d'Adrienne. They've already done 43 performances in 24 different theaters.
Wow.
It's their last tour. Oh, yeah, and they're coming around the home stretch, it looks like, mm-hmm. is how I would translate that.
It's like they're coming home.
Mm-hmm. It's your last chance to see their show that is powerful, moving, and hilarious. Mm-hmm. Clash... how do you do flappé?
I don't know, but I would say it's a overlapping mixture of okay. interesting characters, touching mm-hmm. and yet kick-ass, whatever.
Yeah,
that
means. Which one? Mm-hmm. Colorful and imperfect and. Next week, I'm going to try and get this all done in at least English, or we'll have some sort of huddle and group think okay. beforehand that just we just do the whole awesome calendar in French. How do you say awesome in French? How about
brilliant?
Did I say I was excited?
Yeah. Go rubber band dance.
Selena, do you have that ad up?
I have many things up here because I'm excited about Big Daddy Kane coming up in 2 weeks. So we're going to talk. We're going to do a bit of Big Daddy.
Let it roll. Get bold. Get bold. Dreams come true, present old school hip-hop legend Big Daddy Kane returning to Montreal live Friday, March the 27th at the Saints. Doors open at 9 p.m. and we party till 3 with special guests live from New York, A-Pinks and DJ Prince. Music by Quite Sane, Static, DJ Devious and DJ Blaster. Hosted by the Almighty Flight and JesseWalker.net. And the master himself with hits like Ain't No Half Steppin', Raw, Set It Off and so much more. Big Daddy Kane, Friday, March the 27th at the Saints. 30 St. Catherine Street West, Metro Celeron. Tickets available at admissions and all regular outlets. For more information, go to www.bigdaddykane.info. This is a CKET code presentation.
Here I am, R-A-W.
Just woke up in sunny Manchester. Yo, this is Roots Maneuver on CKUT on 90.3 Montreal. Check it out.
Travel near, travel far. It's sickly bizarre. Ain't a sound that plays so. Ain't a sound that stays so. Relevant to all soldier movement. Bringing improvement. Bashment and groovement. See the dub stack high quality supply.
And yes, we are now at 258 on the... No, now I'm confused.
We're the 19th of March.
Thank you. I was going to say 258 on the okay. FM dial. And
yes.
No, that's just going to confuse
yes.
everybody. Did I mention I'm excited? It is, yes, 259 now on all the clocks. You're listening mm-hmm. to Movement Museum, which is Dance on the Radio, mm-hmm. 90.3 FM on your radio dial. 91.7 if you're listening on via cable, and we are located in lovely and talented Montreal, which is, yes, now I'm beginning to sound like Margot doing the weather in the morning. I wanted to mention we now have a swanky new email address. If you have any comments, good, bad, or indifferent, any suggestions, requests, love letters, or want to just send cash, it's movement, M-O-V-E-M-E-N-T at ckut.ca. Thanks tons for listening, and we all look forward to hearing from you next week.
Are hearing from us. Hopefully you will want to. Yes.
Did I mention I'm excited?
Right on. So, yeah, this is Movement Museum. I am Selena, a.k.a. Sirius Black, on the Wheels of Steel with the beautiful people in the studio, i.e. Zeke and Finn and the man who should get close to his mic to the last outro. We're going to let him talk. Because he's like the silent striker.
The silent striker.
Out of nowhere. So we were dancing on the airways, folks, and now we're going to dance right off. Until next week.
Bye-bye. Reason why the temple had to shatter. Two designed of silence, surrounded by the mass. The faces on the pavement of the strangers that have passed. The ones I'm looking back to see if they are looking back at me.
predator, do you fear me?
Yeah, while I'm doing this, I know the place I really wanna go's the one I love but never gets near me. It's a beautiful day, what it seems as such. Beautiful thoughts, whereas I dream too much. Even if I told you, you still would not know me. Tricky never does, Adrian mostly gets lonely. How we live in this existence, just being English upbringing, background Caribbean. It's the way that we build it, sharing a soliloquy. Pick up the broken thread for flexibility. Mickey, I'm a 3DZ, sauna, wing, glaze. Ain't no sunshine in my life because the way I deal is hazy. Different